Good morning and welcome to the Grace Hour broadcast, brought to you every Sunday morning at this time by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm your host, Nigel Wilkinson. With us this morning, once again, is Reverend Jacob McLean, Chairman of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica and Pastor of the Hampton Green Missionary Church. As always, we invite you to write to us for comment or counsel. Our email address is mcaj@cwjamaica.com. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Calvary Missionary Church, located at 5 Highbury Crescent, Morant Bay, St. Thomas. Reverend Patricia Salmon and the congregation invite you to worship with them in their morning service at 9. Before we get into our study for this morning, here is the chairman of the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica, Reverend Jacob McLean, with a special message.
Good morning, listeners. It is with profound sadness that the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica announces the passing of Reverend Dr. Peter Spencer. He died at home last Sunday, February 2nd. Reverend Spencer gave more than 50 years of service both to the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica and the wider Christian community, during which time he wore many hats and was widely regarded as a senior statesman of the Jamaican church community. His many roles included regular speaker on the Grace Hour broadcast, pastor of the First Missionary Church in Kingston, president of the Jamaica Association of Evangelicals, now called Jamaica Evangelical Alliance, an executive member of the Evangelical Association of the Caribbean, chairman of the Board of Regent College of the Caribbean, chairman of the Kingston Keswick Council, chairman of the Jamaica Theological Seminary, and member of the Executive Council of National Evangelistic Crusades. The Missionary Church Association in Jamaica mourns his loss and extends sincere condolences to his wife and members of his family.
There's a voice that cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all, he wants it all. And there's a God that walks over the earth, he's searching for a heart that is desperate, and longing for a child that will give him their. Give it all, he wants it all. And he says, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life for now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all.
Last week, we examined the topic, the priority of evangelism. Today, I will be speaking on the topic, evangelism, the Jesus way. In order to carry out the God-prioritized task of world evangelism, the Jesus way, we need to learn from the Master himself. Robert E. Coleman, in his book, The Master Plan of Evangelism, states, one has to go to the New Testament and the Gospels in particular to really see the plan of Jesus. They are, after all, the only eyewitness accounts that we have of the Master at work. The scriptural accounts of Jesus constitute our best and only inerrant textbook on evangelism. End of quote. How did Jesus go about evangelism? 1. Jesus sought disciples. Matthew 4:18-22. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brothers, Simon called Peter and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen. Then he said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." They immediately left their nets and followed him. Going on from there, he saw two other brothers, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in the boat with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him. Early Jewish and Greek tradition normally assumed that disciples are responsible for acquiring their own teachers of the law. Jesus is seeking out disciples himself might have been considered a serious breach of custom, as he was in fact coming down to the social level of fishermen. He was a radical, and his departure from the norm was customary. He was without doubt modeling what he expected his disciples to do, that is, go to the unreached. This is precisely what he expects of us today. We should likewise go to those who are destitute and in need of the good news, instead of expecting them to come to our churches. Jesus related to the fishermen whom he called to be his disciples in terms that they could understand. He said to them, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." Matthew 4, verse 19. Most scholars agree that Matthew, the writer of the gospel which bears his name, belonged to a community which included Christian scribes. Matthew 23, verse 34. Jesus, however, did not call professionally trained rabbis to be his disciples. Instead, he called artisans and encouraged them to use the skills they already had in God's service in the kingdom. God called shepherds, for example, Moses and David, to lead his people Israel. Certainly, Jesus could call fishermen to be evangelists. Some great men and women in the Bible never became public expositors of Scripture. Joseph, for instance, apart from his prophetic gifts, was called to public administration, which he had learned in Potiphar's house and as a prisoner in Pharaoh's jail, which he then applied in administering the affairs of Egypt. Today, social workers, teachers, factory workers, office workers, supervisors, farmers, and many others have skills and experiences on which we should draw to reach those untouched by the gospel within their spheres of influence. Jesus, by saying that he would make new disciples fishers of men, meant that he would teach them how to use their fishing skills in spreading the gospel. Congregations should utilize their available skills and insights to advance evangelistic efforts. 2, Jesus' call involved downward mobility. Matthew 4, verse 20. Although artisans had far less income than the wealthy 1% of the ancient population, they were not among the roughly 90% who were poor. Family businesses like fishing could be quite profitable. Even if disciples followed Jesus only during certain seasons of the year, they could not easily return to businesses that they had abandoned to follow him. The disciples therefore paid a price to follow Jesus. The kingdom is like precious treasure, worth the abandonment of all treasures. Matthew 13, 44 to 46. Many Christians today respond defensively, "I would abandon everything if Jesus asked me to." But he has not asked me to. Yet, if we value the priorities of the kingdom, people and proclamation of the gospel more than possession, would we not consider that Jesus is speaking to us through the world's need for the gospel and daily bread? 3, Jesus calls, costs comfort and challenges the priority of family. Matthew 4, 21 to 22. James and John abandoned not only the boat representing their livelihood, but also their father and the family business. Verse 22. In the Jewish society, where teachers normally stress no higher responsibility than honor of family, including responsibility for them, some people would view family abandonment as scandalous. The overriding fact, though, is that God has called us to be his servants, and that means we are not our own. We need to recognize the demands of God's kingdom, and the priority must be accorded to sharing the good news of the gospel, the Jesus way. Next time, more on evangelism, the Jesus way.
And he says, love me, love me with your whole heart. He wants it all today. Serve me with your life now. He wants it all today. Bow down, let go of your idols. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all today. He wants it all. There's a God that walks over the earth. He's searching for a heart that is desperate, longing for a child that will give him their all. Give it all. He wants it all. And he says, love me. Love me.
Our prayer is that your hearts were encouraged and blessed by this morning's message delivered by Reverend Jacob McLean. For comment or counsel, please write to us. Our email address is mcaj@cwjamaica.com. Before we go, we have some announcements to share with you. For persons wishing to pay tribute to Reverend Peter Spencer, the Missionary Church Association will open an official condolence book at its head office, 9 West Avenue, Kingston 8, as of tomorrow, Monday, February 10, through to Monday, February 17, weekdays only, between the hours of 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. The Thanksgiving service for Reverend Peter Spencer will be held on Tuesday, February 18, at the Kendall Camp and Conference Centre, Shooters Hill, Manchester, commencing at 10 a.m. The Devon Missionary Church, Devon, Manchester, invites all to share in their harvest service this afternoon at 4 with guest speaker, Reverend Courtney Bailey. Thanks once again to the Calvary Missionary Church, located at 5 Highbury Crescent, Morant Bay, St. Thomas, for sponsoring this morning's program. Reverend Patricia Salmon and the congregation invite you to worship with them in their morning service at 9. The Grace Hour is brought to you by the Missionary Church Association in Jamaica. I'm Nigel Wilkinson, praying that you will experience God's richest blessings during the coming week.
There's a voice that cries out in the silence, searching for a heart that will love him, longing for a child that will give him their own, give it all.